Last Friday, immigration agents approached a Danbury man outside a courthouse in that city. Samuel Cruz Cortezon, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico, tried to escape but did so into oncoming traffic and was hit by a car and injured. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the accident was a result of an immigration practice that's happening more and more under President Donald Trump.
25-year-old Cruz Cortezon was at the courthouse to be sentenced after pleading guilty to domestic violence charges. He didn't know that federal immigration and customs enforcement officers would be waiting for him when he showed up for a sentencing hearing. Dan Barrett says this kind of behavior from federal law enforcement is problematic. He's the legal director for the Connecticut chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
ICE being there scared this guy away from coming to face the music. So if you think that, you know, law and order means people being punished for a variety of things, then you really ought to be worried, because in the future, what incentive does a person have to follow our state law procedure, come to court, participate in the process, if they know that ICE is going to be there?
After being treated at a local hospital, Cruz Cortezon was released into ICE custody. Connecticut Public Radio reached out to ICE for comment, and spokesman John Moen issued a statement saying, Cruz Cortezon is now in ICE custody where he'll remain, pending his removal from the United States, pursuant to a 2013 removal order from Immigration Court. He's due back in court for sentencing on August 3rd, if he can make it. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.